you have a little food left, then you can make a nes and make that food expand to become more food. So as an indication of this idea, so we always leave, even though we have food in the refrigerator, you have food in another part of the room. So the Gemara has this meaning that you leave some food on the table, you leave some bread on the table at the time of Birchas HaMazon to indicate and to demonstrate, so to speak, that we have a little bit left, so you should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take that little bit that we have and make it expand. And that's what we ask for.
Reinu
Zeneinu
Parnaseinu
V'chal
Kolein. That little piece is supposed to put away afterwards,
or you just throw it out? No, why should you throw it out? Eat it.
Small...
You leave a few slices, let's say. Yeah, you leave something, then you eat it at the next meal. I think the Taz comments on the piyut that we say Mo'os Tzur on Chanukah. We say Minosel Kankanim Nasa Nei Slash Hashanim. Why do you say Minosel Kankanim? There had to be something left over. If there weren't anywhere left over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make an estate. The oil should come from nowhere and it should burn for 8 days. Because there was a little oil left, Minosel Kankanim, there was something left over, that's why there was an estate occurred.
I've seen it, you would just leave a little crumb or something on the table. That's no good? Or you should have a couple of slices?
I don't know.
It's
a minhag to demonstrate, so to speak, even though there is challah in the house, even though there's a lot of food in the house, to demonstrate that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamshech the bracha that we have now to make it more. We're not asking for a bracha, we're not asking for a bria yesh me'ay.
So does this thing have a
catch-up
with the
innovation? The conservatives have a big taina. They say, you see throughout all the generations that the rabbis changed all the laws in order to accommodate the changing society. So they say everybody knows that originally the din of the b'chor was that the b'chor gets pishnayim, meant that he gets 2/3 of the father's yirush. The word pishnayim doesn't mean that he gets like two sons. So the halacha is, we pass an halacha is, a man dies and he leaves 10 sons, and one is a b'chor, and 9 apshutim, you divide yirush into 11 parts. And you treat the b'chor as if he were 2 sons. A man dies, let's say, and he leaves 5 sons, you divide yirush into 6 parts, and the b'chor gets 2 parts. He leaves 2 sons, he divides the Rush into 3 parts, and the B'chor is treated as if he were 2 sons. That's what it means, Pishnayim, as if he were 2 sons. So they say that's not what it always was. Always the pshat was that the B'chor gets 2/3 of the Rush. If you have, if a man has, let's say, 13 sons, man has 13 sons, the B'chor gets 2/3 of the Rush. That's what it always used to be, that's what they say. And then the other 12 sons never have to divide the 1/3. And then the rabbi saw, as the society was changing, that that's very unfair. Was causing a lot of friction among the families. So they changed the law and they reinterpreted that Pishnayim means that you should give as if it were 2 sons, a double portion. But it really never meant that. It really meant that he gets 2/3. How do they know that? Because the Pasuk says that Elisha asked Eliyahu HaNavi that he should give him Pishnayim Beruchacha. He means to say that he's asking, he wants to be twice as great a Navi as Eliyahu HaNavi. That's ridiculous. Chutzpah. That the Talmud asked the Rebbe, he wants to be twice as great. So obviously he's asking, oh, no, do me a favor. Let me reach the Madrega of being 2/3 as great as you. I should have Chach 2/3 the Nevuah, the Korach HaNevuah that you had. So Yonah says, okay, I'll try to give you 2/3 of what I have. Try to accommodate you. So I arrive the Ferish from the post. So the Gemara says that it's not so. The Gemara says that was always the Pshat from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the days of Har Sinai, Pishnayim meant, that never meant 2/3. It meant you treat the Pchor as if he were 2 sons. And that's what it means over there also, Pishnayim. It means that he wants a double portion. What does it mean he's asking for double portion? That's what he asked for, and that's what he got. That's what the Gemara said, that's what he got. Eliyahu Navi was Machiah 1 mace, and Elisha was Machiah 2 mace. Elisha take the Gemara. That's the traditional interpretation of the pasuk.
Where do you get the half unit? The words Pishnayim mean 2/3?
There is one more pasuk in Tanakh where the word Pishnayim means 2/3. So they, because of the one, so they took the other two pshatim, the other two psukim with the word Pishnayim appears, and they said, that's what it means all over. Pishnayim means 2/3. But the traditional interpretation is not so, that the word Pishnayim does mean that. It means double. If he's by the Pchor means that you treat him as if he's a double, as if he were 2 children. And by Elisha Novi, it means that he gets twice as much as Eliyahu. That's what it means.
All the major networks are having a special discussion.
Parshas Chayitzora, we find that Avraham Avinu has Masbiya his Eved Eliezer. He made him clear that he won't take a Gracia wife at his son Yitzchak. So we don't find in the passage that he ever said Amen. We have in the Gemara a person who is established that he takes the Shavu himself. If somebody says a Shavu and I say Amen, let's say somebody says Hareini Nazir, that himself means Hareini Nazir. And I say Amen, means that not only do you know Nazir, I am also Masini, I want to become a Nazir. Then the Amen is to call Hareini Amen after a Shavu. He looks like the Shavu and he sees them. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is on the Shavu, and the Lama says, and he looks like the Shavu. Or let's say if a person says, Hareini Masbiyako, Sihi Nazir, I want you to take Shavu, you'll become a Nazir. The fellow says, Amen. So it's also Amen is call Hareini Amen after a Shavu, he looks like the Shavu and he sees them. It's also a good Shavu. So that's when a person is Makabalish, but even he says the Shavu himself, and he says Amen, after somebody else being Magia him, or after somebody else being Makabal the Rosh Shavu, and then my Amir Asamein is understood as if I too am Makabalish. What happens if I say my Tiyako Shatihi Yanazim, and I say that to you too, and I walk away? So then there's no Kabbalah for Shavu. But even if I don't say anything, even if I think in my mind that I want to become a Nazir, I say my Tiyako, I need to see you now. You think that you want to be in the problem with you is below, but you don't see anything but that. So the good is that Kabbalah is true. I have to have Kabbalah the test. The Prophet says he charges by Ikra. And that is to show them about the first time. You have to pronounce the Shmuel with your lips. Mara says in Shmuel, it's Tisha Kaliba with the Ha'amah Shmuel. Tisha Kaliba with the Ha'amah Shmuel. Tisha Kaliba with the Ha'amah Shmuel. It's not a good Shmuel. Notice that that is Shmuel. The Zivah, the Hegel, the Shmuel, the Shmuel, the Shmuel, you have to say it's a fact. It might have a few exceptions to the rule, things that are Kabbalah. I'm not sure Truman is Kabbalah, it's going to say, the next one upon Truman. And the Gemara says, when the man Bisha Korban is Kabbalah, it says, the person says, he's a guy, yeah, I'm in, call me Dibla, Volo, say, Dibla. And some of the Shem say, other mitzvahs, those things are different things. But basically, a Shavu is only Kabbalah if you say, Lashon Shavu. So where is the Lashon Shavu? You don't find that he ever said any Lashon Shavu. And some of the chapters that he was much better, and he said Amen. He said, I accept this book. So you have to say part of the chat like that. Because in the season, his commentary on Chumash, he was a very big Balmachari. very big position. Sometimes it's so big that you wonder whether it's correct or not. And he claims that we have several times in the Gemara, we find people who might be others, and you don't find that they said Amen. Do you ever have a deal with Muslim if you have without a name? Do you have it yet? You have by Shavuot Eidus, you have like that. But say I walk over to two people, and I know that they know Eidus to me. And I say, Masriyachem, I want you to swear, I want you to come to business to testify on my behalf. I have it been told with somebody else. And I'm not going to win the case unless I bring Eidus who will testify that he owes me the money. Or that I'm partially paying the money. He comes and I owe him. If I do Aedis, I'll be fucking. And I know that these two people know Aedis, and I do have to save me the money. And they say they're not going to come and tell somebody. They don't know any Aedis. So I say, but you know, you're telling a lie. They say, you know, they deny it, they don't know anything about it. And then they swear. They say, they swear later on that they don't, that they don't swear they know the Aedis and the Aedis. And later on they admit that they swore falsely. So they say that they have to bring a special problem. I swear to Aedis, they have to bring a special problem as all of the Aedis. Says in the Yagid Vinas Avona, and then it says if he swore falsely, then he has to bring a carbon on the other. The end of Parsha says it's the other of the other. The Boal swore that he carbon. I'll swore to Eidos. All of the other is what? I'm Tumas Vigish and Sadasha. I'll swore to Eidos. Or I'm swore to Eidos. Swore to the carbon is a different. That's Hashem's Lele. It's an Oshem. It's not a Chatek. But in all of the other is a Chatek. Chatek's all of the other. So you go on one of these three others, either swore to Eidus, or he ate him in the case of Dini Mami, near falsely, swore to Eidus, and later on he admitted that they swore falsely. Either I swore to Eidus, or swore deeper, a person swears he's not going to eat any bananas, and then later on he violates the shvur, the shagay, let's say, he didn't realize that it's something I bear with Hamul, he goes ahead and eats the bananas, or on too much business to go back home. One of the three others to bring that part. So the Mishnah says, and the swore to Eidus, the Shavu is called on the Eidim, even if they don't say Amen, and even if they're not Mekabal the Shavu with their mouths at all. If I say Masbiyachem Shavu with the Eidim, and they don't say any Amen, they don't say anything, so that's also called the Muslim with the Akhir. learn that from system like that, that by Shavua Sa'idu is to have a right to demand of them that they should testify on my behalf. I have a right to be surveyor then. Because even though Yagin Ben Osaron has an Aver if he doesn't testify to me. So in that case, when I'm Mashbiya then, so the Torah has a person that we learn out, that the Shavua is called our first. Yeah, the Yad Kiyad Rabbah is a din of the Roman, it's right. The Yad makes the kingdom, so he wants the Yad Kiyad Rabbah. The question is, how is the Shvura bond binding? How is the Shvura bond? That's what he wants to be Mechadish. He wants to be Mechadish. And just like we have a din of Mishnayu, this din does exist. Let's learn that from Sitten, that's a din of right. But there is a din of movement, whenever I have a right to demand of you the Shvura, when is that? By Shvura Seidu, that's Mishnayu, and I said, Shvura. Likewise, the Adam has the right to demand that his Eved to do any service to him. Not he's a crazy, tell the Eved to go from the suicide or something crazy, no. He can demand that the Eved to go set the table, to go wash the car, to go polish my shoes, to go find the suitor for my son. So since he has the right to demand that Eliezer to do this in the line of duty, the line of service to him is part of his office. I want you to go get a suitor for my son. I'm not lying. Bring the girl back. If it's possible, he doesn't have to kidnap to tie up the girl and take her back in a car. And he can go get a suitor to do. So this is part of his shibud to Avram Avinu as an Eved. So Avram can also be mishabi the Eved to take a shvur, because the Eved is mishabi to do the services. So the Nesib says that he thinks that you find this in the Mishnayot as well. Because you have the Mishnah in Yuma, that he says in the Sanhedri Agdola would be Mashbir the Tangodol on Erevian Kippur, that he shouldn't be Mishana from the state of Haveda as he was taught, because the speaking used to be the state of Haveda differently from the way the Nashville were taught, differently from the way the Torah was supposed to be. So, then during the period of the second day Tamigos, the Chachamim had a lot of trouble with this business. So many of the Chachamim were only speaking the Lydia Haveda properly. So every Arabian Kippur, there would be my fear in Sangoro to make them clear that he won't do the Haveda new prophet, that he do the way he was supposed to do. And this is the same, I'm fear him. And so, yes, but he tried, they tried, is in charge of the Beis Magdalel. One of their functions is to supervise the Avodah HaKavonis, as more like that. It's the function, it's the job of the Beis Magdalel to supervise the Avodah Tzibur. All the Avodahs in the Beis Magdalel is all the Kavonis Tzibur. So it's part of their job to see that the Kavonis does the Avodah properly. And he's required to listen to the Sanhedrin there because they talk to him all the time. They are the Bali Ha, the Balaam of the Torah about there. They're the Amud HaHayro. The Bali HaMansor, so they have a right to be Mashbir him that he should do this job properly. So therefore, just like by Shvur Sa'edus, there's no need for Amiyah Sa'meim, if he's treated social by an Eved, he's willing to do a service with his master, so the Eved could become a Muslim and see the Adon, or the Kohen Gadol could become a Muzba and see Hassan Hadid. I'm a big Mishnah, they say that he has to say amen. The reason I said things in agency affair and outside of your case is that the Mishnah is in spirit. I feel like I could my spirit. Then he says also, you find by Shlomo HaMelech was Mashbiya Shimon Ben Gera. Although he's Baticha Bashem, so he says, what do you mean he's Baticha? But you don't find that Shimon Ben Gera accepted the spirit. He says the same thing, since the Melech has the right to demand things on his servant, just like an Eved. Just like the Eved is free to do things for his Adon, and therefore the Adon has the right to demand of him also a Shvur. Whatever the person is Mechir to do it for me, so he can be Mechir to take a Shvur from me also, we can have him lose his Yachar. Pretty useful. Very good. The Gemara learns out a din from, from the Parsha that Rashi quotes. Avram Avinu tells the Yevah to put Simla Yotcha Tachas Yurefi, to put his hand near Avram Avinu's Brit Mila. That's how Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Shavuot. You can understand it. This is shot over here. Adam question. I have a different shot, but this is what the Gemara says. Maybe what the Gemara says is not Kipshutish on this show, but that's what the Gemara learns out in the front. It doesn't say that he gave this one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would have said that he did say the shiur, yeah. But he did say the shiur with 10 mamas. And it just claims that he never did it. He never said the shiur. But he does not have the Yahab Hashem. I think it's the Prophet said you're right. Pashtus in all these cases is that there is no such thing. Made up a good thing. The Prophet continues to say that when he took the shiur, he was holding his hand near Avraham Avinu's Gishmi. What kind of a din did he learn from here? So the Mishnah says that shiur is a Dayanim. Shavuos HaDayan means when you have a din Torah. And the mitzvah is an order of the mitzvah. Or it's like a Torah and you can have effort against him. Or you have a case of Shavuos HaShomer. Shomer time is, let's say, mitzvah, mentor, nevda, maybe Machash Melech or something. He doesn't want to pay. So the Torah says, the mitzvah by the Lord is very happy to do. And the mitzvah says, whenever the day he administers the Shavuos HaDayan, the fellow has to be holding on to a safe case. One is to make the shvur more serious. This is just a person who is not so learned. So the most serious thing that he can visualize, the most serious thing that he can imagine is the baby thing. We're on a Bible. It's a very attractive thing. We're on a Bible. That's the shvur that he just said. Except that by the Goyim they have a meaning that they make their agents swear on a Bible. So if you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth to help the God. That's the shvur that Adam are taking. From the Ikar Adin, Tosis says, in several traditions, in several places, the Ikar Adin, Adam never has to swear that he's telling the truth. Swears only in his interior, the mitzvah has to swear. Sometimes mitzvah is mitzvah the mitzvah, that's in our favor, and sometimes you have given the rabban, that's the purveya, that's the mitzvah the notion. But you never have that Adam swear. Okay, so if it says a finish in the beginning, it doesn't say it in tradition, and in other places, the Adam can give a swear, apostle Adam. If the Adam will only be believed, the swear is for us there. That's how the swear knows that there is some suma geya. He himself is involved somehow here in this case. Places point out in the mud, beginning with the second place contribution, a little complicated than that. He's a shliach, he has a contribution, he has the money, and then he's going to be one of the Adam on the contribution. And if he doesn't testify that the girl accepts the second contribution, then he's responsible to give the money back to the person. So even a gay agency, he says the girl accepted the money, and thereby he relieves himself from paying back the person that accepted it. The place is there. Let him just swear. You can put the safety pillar down on the beamer, and I put my hand on the safety pillar. Don't you come and keep that safe. Or the Tom Hoffman lets you hold the pillar, and also he doesn't have to hold his hand in the thing. Put his hand on it, and he also can keep that safe. So the situation is like a mixture of the safety pillar score, but this is the minute in the left after thing. In the early days of the Rishonim, that although the dream is that Adam don't need a shoe, and if Adam would need a shoe, then they would be postulated. And it was a bell mic, being the agent in the chief that says, the swear, that's where the practice comes from by the grand office, based on this meaning that there is a default. So this din, the original din, I swear, in the chief that says, is a din, I swear, Hadayon. When the mitzvah is made of a mitzvah, or it says, I call you having a representative, or I swear, my family, you must hold on to it, so you pray all the time that he's there. It's learned out from this passage that Eliezer had to hold on to the boots of Avraham Avinu. that to mean that this is not a shrei kabbalah. This is a shrei people that are trying to do it. I've never been a one person. In other shreis, you don't find any need for this to get only shrei kabbalah. How do you more learn this? That's in the process. Unless you say like the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah is doing shrei kabbalah, it's only not enough. That's not the person's side. The first is the Asian, the other person is the different side. What do you mean? Din the Yod Patakashi Asian. And the whole din by Shuri Kada Yodim is only the Rabbanim. So that's that, is okay. But if you can assume like the first is not his mother, it's a real din there, right? Then how can you possibly learn it from this part? That's the Tasha that the person is. So the first you have to say is the following. The Ram and the Doran and that quotation today is quoted from the Shiva Sagoni. Previous Mishnah. This is on the letter person's weird. He's not to eat any ice cream. He wants to go on a diet and he's disabled when he keeps on bothering him. But since the food is not to eat any ice cream, he's not going to smoke anything to the rest. He's not going to drink any liquor, he's not going to run around with any women, he's not going to watch any television. Whatever. Later on, he wants to change his mind. There's a lot of hatharim that goes, okay, a woman takes a nether or a shvur. If a woman is married, the husband can be made for the nether. Or if it's a single girl and she's still either a son or a naira, then the father can be made for the nether because he's in a hatharim and goes, he's in a hatharim and goes. But the wrong course of Kiddush Yisrael and the name of these only, and it's found in other sources, the Kiddush Yisrael has a Yorah course, which is a Kiddush Yisrael. And these are going to keep that space, make sure the person at the time that he's here, he's not going to smoke anymore, he's not going to eat any more ice cream or whatever, he's holding on to a safe pair of the ice cream. He's already saying, she's in the hot water. Such a shvua is a shvua kamura miyod and it has no hafara, not only no hafara, it has no hafara. There's no source in his mother of it. But apparently the Gaonim think that there are there are two levels of the shvua. There's a plain shvua. I'm not going to help. There is a plain shvua. It's a lovely people story. I don't think I have a short road. There's a plain shvua from every success basis, and then there's a shvua yoke of Hamura every success basis. You may not be as passive, but it's not some method of curing the person. That the person should be more free, that the time that it takes to cure. It's a balabatomy, I could cure more than a vegetarian. Don't say Tamachacham, it's enough to cure with all the children, the resin. No, it's a real deal. When the shvua is going to keep our service, the different halakhs and shvua are pretty good. I see a lot of them. That's really more than just in the point. It's not that this way, it's really how they are. It's what they are. That's a good way. Hazam Avinu wanted to be my Zia. So he has the most serious form of shvua that he could have possibly made. So he made a shvua b'shem, he mentioned Shem HaShem in the shvua, he knows him as a Lohan, and he's shown him the first half of the story. But the shvua b'shem is a much more serious shvua than he said that he said. You have to make a shvua, but you keep that space. Let him hold on to your fifth year. That's the only thing you have like that. So the more just needs to be right in the process that if you do some college from shvua, it's much more serious. Now the more things are being heard, and there is no limit to the shvua, and there's no Torah. Because the mitzvah was a native in this class. And you have a record against the Shabbat Hashem, and for the meaning that Bezin has should administered, you start a story, you know, the Bezin should administer the most serious shvua possible. the marriage is the male, you have to have a shuah before not from. We can make that statement, so we see from Kumar, but that's the most serious level of a shuah. When we go to Maranana, not that this world is worth a dayan, and we may not miss persons worth a dayan, maybe we'll keep our faith. We be right in this process, but that's a different conversation, it's a different question of shuah, most serious one. We know we start off earlier that the baby should administer the most serious shuah possible in the case of shuah padayan, when it's in Torah. So that's the timing that the Roman says. But when does the Torah say that there's a dinner kaphore? There's a dinner kaphore, that's not a plain letter, a plain shuah. What if you have a shuah and a keep a spacer? The teaching in Matos are not speaking of that. Talks of Matos and it says that the father can be made for the husband to be made for him. They were told that our text speaks of the baby being knocked on the door, and there's some kind of law that learned that from the process, and it's crazy from the end of the first text of Hadidah, that the Hathorah can go in. Ain't like him out there, that he's local. It's not based on any speaking at all in the form, it's still the text of our text. But no, it's based on a part of the text. It's not like that. Whichever it is, the Gordon, I love the opinion of both Hathorah and Hathorah, I'm going to start to play in that or in plain school, but if you have this new text of the school, and if you guys say this, they're not speaking that aloud, how far how far it is. The native is never included in that passage. Well, so that's the shot of the Lord, the right in this passage. It's not a direct derivation. It's worth how they rather need to keep us safe. The derivation that it's good and keep us safe is now we're doing this effect for the school. It's not some, I didn't consider that. The safe is close, and when they're making such a school, they just want to see it, the school is close, and then it'll be, That you turn out all the lights in the room, you have swimmers, you blow out the swimmers, you swim, you get in the lowest place, and you say, you know, if you're taking a stress check, you're going to drop dead, and you really try to get a look at him. That's fear that's surprising the look at him. So make sure that he doesn't fear for him. But the mother runs off on the puck, that's a mirror that we've shown him how. But this is a real dream. This is a real dream. You hold on to it, they say, that's kind of really surprising, and it's a real dharma. It's not local that I'll begin, it's worth considering a different type of the that's the Gemara meant to be right in this passage, okay? Okay, this is the first paragraph of Sugar. Quotes an interesting medley. The name of the Sheilchit on the part. That's where the Ezra finally convinces Lichter's family that they should send her to show that she can marry Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, compared to Kabbalah, Pasuk Sama. By Rosa, if Yitzchak is able to draw her, by Yomalach, I say, I'll tell you the author of Rosa, if you're able to draw her, she should have a lot of favor. So you're able to draw her. Another says later that this was an affair, she didn't have any children. So another says, why didn't I have a girl turn to be an affair? So they should have to be in the parallel, you should have to be the father for the girl, she's not serving. So that her family should never serve, but their brother would be seen. The one that they gave was the one that already brought to Baharai. Later on, they managed an affair, and it was clear. And even today, later on, they would only be chosen to use the spirit, and I suspect that the medicine, the famous source of medicine is still to say, Rokha Shiyusko, as we said differently, prophesied by Rokha Shiyusko, what did they say? By Yom Rokha, saying, I'll tell you the Alpha of Rokha, that's the Rokha. So the Shiyusko learned to start knowing, of course, by Rokha Shiyusko, then he told me, it's still different, it's still Chachuka, Chuka, it's better, it wasn't any soon. We can't have any soon if the question is not there, we only had eight. So Rokha Shiyusko, this is still different, so everything. Then they said also, they learned by Yom Rokha, and at the time of the Adiyah, so the Shulchan's comments on this process in the name of the medicine, Khan, that even when the Mikhadi says, they shrew up, you also recite the Yitzchak Beis. One could have thought only when a person himself is Mikhadi in person. But anyway, Yitzchak didn't go in person. Have you ever done? One might have thought that there's no drop at all. So you learn from the process that the drop is inside of even in person. Right, we mentioned yesterday that the Nasmatis, called everything we can shrew it, is Luther, the Nasmatis, which is the Torah Mitzvah. For example, if the story is against this, I like the candle. If the woman forgot to light the candle, the house is mommy's dark. If the house is light, but she forgot to put on the light candle, the woman is telling me, mommy has to go to light the candle for you, then I can't get the soda. The light's put on anyway. If the house is mommy's dark, it's not as if we really have it. If it's not as if we're not, the house is because the woman forgot to light the candle before time. And then it's been a smartness, and then she realizes that it's not going to let her do any more work. What she thinks she did. When the Kaaba passed in Shona, she could ask the glory to light the candles for her. And if you want to tell your children, you can use the place, my pleasure is not to take it from them. And listen whether I'm even enough to use Mitha Bela Shona. Maybe I'm even enough to use them. Maybe that's not allowed Bela Shona. He didn't get this thing. He didn't get this thing. He didn't get this thing. That the glory is committed to the great to light candles. And it's not so the woman say the bracha on that, and the girl likes to sing. The girl can't say the bracha. They say to the son of the first son, how do you know? Sorry, but the woman, when you start the bracha at the time that the girl is lighting the candles, and then I don't say yes. Tells the girl to light the candles. And she says the bracha, and the high bracha is the same. And this kind of sound, she has a children. Well, Pashtik is the truth of truth. It's still from the truth. And if I'm even enough, it's good if you get enough and look for enough and say, I'm not going to say that. Yeah. That's the
problem that
the idea is going to be in the mind of you. No, the mind is just the truth of truth. The truth of truth is going to be Muslim. That is why there's no Muslim. We're going to have a good style. Maybe moving looks is a bigger truth. But if it's the Muslim, it's the woman. So if in common, it's only Muslim if it's a priest and an act of the Muslim, like a pen. But if you have money is Muslim man, it's not like it's a pen. That's the name of the man. So you are Muslim.
No, I'm not
Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. No, I'm not Muslim. I have all the commitments of the woman. So the woman I've run says in that story is that the woman says that roughly how did not have that. And Jankit has his children. Has printed in his little space of Kohel of Jankit. If he sent to the mission of Jankit, then he sent to another space in which the additional people. And the space of Kohel of Jankit, he has a whole attack against the woman I've run. So that he's wrong. You don't recite a roughly when you're doing the time in mission. You don't recite a roughly when you're doing the night time. Over here, the glory doing the nighttime. And the woman is having the two mamas, but her house is now lit up. The time is that she cannot turn the door. The only time she said, well, I'm going to be doing the nighttime. So the mind said, that's a little bit involved over here. Let's say I ask you to put on a mezuzah on my door. So the time is also like a mezuzah. I ask you to put a mezuzah on my door. And I'm not around when you put the mezuzah. The meaning is that when you put up the mezuzah, you need to try to draw it. It's a simple thing. It's a prayer mezuzah. Why do you say, well, it's not your house? I'm going to move it. I'm going to try to. It's the one who decides to go. Yeah, so the mission of Chancellor time is the same time over here. The boy is riding the mail of the Shabbos. Through the Isha, maybe gets the two money for this. He's sure that the whole house is lit up. But the actual night time is for the hot lesson. He's being done by the boy. So the time is that the woman cannot recite as well. So that's the mind. So the same thing over here. That's the city. That the Shulchan is pointing out to this person. By Volker, at least, that he decided to do a failure thing. And have a Kaddish I wish really after Shulchan is really doing the night time. He's doing the Maitha HaKidusha. But he's not the Fasim. He's not the Fasim, he's not the Fasim. He's just the Shlitz, he's an outside of it. He goes, well, the Shlitz is the Yitzchak to become married with Yitzchak. The one could have argued is that the outsider can't decide any Bracha. So the Shlitz is saying, did you know? But since there is the Shlitz is doing the Maitha HaKidusha, so you decide a Bracha and the Maitha HaKidusha is done. Even though the one who's deciding the Bracha is not the one who's getting the Shlitz on it. and soon, of course, he can't have it. Sometimes he's soon if the person is not good, but it happens in soon later when he used to pay to use for that. Then they have the Nisir. Even if the Kharsan is here in the Shai, they can have Nisir and I don't see it. We have a Shai Allah and I say it. What exactly constitutes Nisir? Kiddushin, you know. How do you make Kiddushin? You test it for Shai Rabia. And I'm right. It's the first mission of Kiddushin. And I'm right. Kanog Kol Yisir, the Kaddish to test it. Many Kol Yisir is the new test of God. I'm right. There's a new system in the Kaddish to do it. There's no Yisir, but I'm right. There's many Yisir in the Kaddish. How do you make these two and though that's not still God's life on life? We shall have different opinions. So we read costumes from another day under the canopy that we call the Kufan. We was today, that's called these two. The Chabad costumes like the Rambam, but that's nothing. Standing under the canopy is a model of love, doesn't mean anything. Some nice gesture, that's true. But the real Nishuin is the Yukhadeshi. So the Hatsula, you know there are more costumes than that. And the Hatsula, of course, is for the Rambam people. We have Yukud also. After the Kufa, we have Yukud. That's why the Magen Avraham says, the Hilchot Yukud HaMenim, our Avraham says, it's Jewish and Mizrahi. And then he says, the same one of those who the commentary on that, he has Shalosh Yukud. If you write the Shalosh Yukud, that it's not proper to be Nazis in between the Yukud and Yukud and under the Kufa on the Yukud. Like a lot of times we have, at the end of the wedding ceremony, the rabbi will get up and hold the whole sermon. And then they march down to the Yukud. So if I'm going to say, that's a hefty. So we can have the Yukud, I think we're closest to the Raman Shukud, or a cool 72 in. You got difficulties to them, and you have been standing under the Kukur that the Ramel says, you can have been passing that is the Yukud. And then if you go directly into the Yukud, you shouldn't have any half so that's about the game to work on. Breaking the string and slapping in the string, it takes half an hour to get to the game. So it's a bit of a test. At least I'm a maker over there that blends into the string. String is a big string for all time, I think. I'm slowly blending. But I'm going to have one course of volume as well, and that's supposed to be my
speaking to the doctor. Yeah, I'm going to speak to earlier about the music.
Yes, have whatever you want, but you shouldn't have it. I'm going to have one course of volume as well. You shouldn't have it again. If the difference is soon, for the Yisur, it's not proper time. Yeah. It's not your place, it's for the Yaman. These are two sheeters that we are mocking for. So we have Yisur, I'm standing under the cooker, under the canopy, that's because I'm more passionate with Yisur. And then the closest to the Yaman sheeter also, we have to say that Yisur consists of the Yisur. Then we have another meaning that's not universally accepted. We have, many people have Badekin, but the person goes to have Badekin all the time. This is rooted in the Rishonim. Mordechai says, he has quoted this method. Mordechai says that the Badekin is in the Tzitzis. So when the person covers over the Tana, that's the Tzitzis. So Mordechai happens to be the Tzitzis. It's not Nebuchadnezzar. If you learn Nebuchadnezzar, you won't come close. It ties in the end of your day in Hilchot Avodah. They speak about what they're doing. Somebody's in awful besides when they get married. One of the parents died. So, Mara has a whole speaking, beginning of speaking, what do you do? Makes others in a person, and you shall follow what you do. In the middle of that speaking, you say, well, no, if the ties close to each, Mara kind of has a wrong elaboration on it. But the Mordechai's opinion is that the Badekin is in the and the person comes over the time. The Zohar Mevavar, by the way, Yehuda and Haikha Elis on the side of the Shemesh, on the side of that Taz, and very day, he writes that there were different Menhoz in the different sections of Europe. Who does the Badekin? Whether the Rabbi does the Badekin, or the person does the Badekin. That is Midian. But the mothers do the Badekin. The two mothers stand on either side of the Taz, and the person comes to the Badekin, they'll say the person won't know what he did. So they pull over the ground. So the Zohar Mevavar, of course, there's a two Menhoz, who does the Badekin? Whether the person dies, or the rabbi does. So they know many people have a minute to say these rocks. I'll say no, I'll tell you the answer to the phone. Only such a minute to say these rocks. So the Zohar Mevavar does, but if the rabbi does the Badekin, it's understood that the person is appointing the rabbi as a shliach to do the badekin on his behalf. So it's looking like the Moshech, it's considered a year, it's the person himself, has done the act of Nisir. That's how the government of others says, yeah, it's a bit of a discussion. It's part of his discussion. And that's why Rashi had a time against them. But this is highly questionable whether he can have any seeing out of Shriya. But the Gemara has a flaw. Most of the Rashi is Shriya, but Rashi is not. And in order to be able to be Makal of Shnai, an action, in order to be able to do something like Shriya, you have to have, the Dinu has one thing in common. It has to be a Maitre that needs my God, my God's violence. If I'm a violent to make opinions, to buy something, to sell something, to marry the girl, to divorce the girl, I'm the God's violent that's necessary. But who has an army? I'm a violent to make a snag, to do the thing that I'm snag, or to appoint this clear to do the act I'm not doing. So what if it's a thing that I'm not a violent to do? For example, Khalid. You know, in Khalid, it's not that I'm a violent and I can be not to be a woman I should. Or even, I'm a violent and I can make evil and be there. Now become married to the girl. There is a even a child, even the lady guys. He didn't even realize that guy was a Yavama. He thought it was his other wife. He thought it was his own. He didn't know who it was. He didn't know that he even was saying any of that. Then you don't need God for coming. But you know, he has to have someone to come to my church. It's not a thing that you need God's violence. In the case that there's no need for God's violence, every mother says you can either be not for the lie, nor can you make it out of this world. But the pastors in the Gemara would appear to, I mean, would seem to indicate that we still embedded him in his God. In the case of contribution on that, here to go to Kodi Rabbi Nishin Zan says so explicitly, the Raman has that got Rabbi Nishin Zan, also, the Raman is all on that. But we still embedded him in God. We think that he's Kavana. You don't need God's dying off the game to make him his God. If so, that we still embedded him in God, then it should follow that we cannot appoint a Shriya to do these two on your behalf. So if you pass this, it's a questionable story what the government of others says. And you can appoint a rabbi as your Shriya, the question is in front of the rabbi, if he's clear to do the Badechan on his behalf, to be able to that sheep in the Malkan, the Badechan is in his sheep. If you really want to be purchased for that sheep, that's why I say, you really want to be purchased for the teacher, so the question is to do the Badechan all by himself. That's why I say, wait, if he's often off to the weddings and he's there by the Badechan, he tells the mothers that they couldn't help out in pulling the veil over the college stage, and the focus should be about himself. So, if you want to be closer to the teachers, so do you always do. So do you do. But the master of teaching on offer is that by definition, you can't. It's neither the Euclid, that's the Raman house, nor the schooling under the canopy, that the Raman house is. I need a Kafakat himself. Kafakamaka, Kisarat himself. So, rather, it consists of the definition of schooling. I happen to have food in 48 and it's in the media, so the Muslim America that's how. They point out that there are a lot of people telling the state of the country. Rashi has a tool, another one telling the state. You can have your tool done before you listen, so that, and do the other thing to become a great, become so much newer. Usually you have a smear, and you make the other thing to become a newer. And you make your tool, you go from an newer to go to school. Here, if you have done your tool before, and you're doing your tool, and you do the bad thing, and when you give the detectives and she becomes from a career, she converts to become a steward director. They don't have to go through the middle stage of age and then have something they really like to make in a career. She goes director from a career to become an ACC leader. Doesn't mean when you make the direction first, you're ready using the steward, just that she's not an AUSA. So it doesn't make any sense. When the steward was done already, so that when the ACC will be done, so directly split in from career to become a leader. So the fact is that Kiddushan I just live is possible, and the soon I just live is not possible.
Why is that you can't
just feel
why
is
the
violence you are a violent to marry. You need God's violence to marry the girl. So the Kiddushan of the gift, you need God's violence. Therefore, to give a gift of the distribution, you are able to appoint a spirit, but you are able to make it all up now. But when you do it, Rabbi Nissen Goyen claims, and other internal officers have that, not many courts are saying that, that you don't need God's violence. What you need is that you should have Kavanah in the same distinction. You don't need God, because this is Madrega of God. This is Madrega of God. Since you don't need God's violence, therefore it should follow that based on that problem, this is the late of the specific late of the Tanai, and what that means is whenever you don't need God's violence to create a halal, then you need the rabbinim to make a shliach, nor are you rabbinim to be master class, then you could fall under that kind of thing.
There's more complicated.
Just based on the mission of Jesus, he's doing the study of Jesus, and you might think he's saying that he does is a person does a digestion on the power. Power has the hair flowing, and then he does a digestion on it. But the digestion is the actual thing.
He's having his hair?
Yeah.
Covering his face.
Covering some part of the heart. More of the head almost covered before. Even if nothing is there, so he covers the hair, like the hair is covered in the back, so he covers the front of
the body. What do you mean, second one is right there?
No, that's the difference. No, that's the difference in that. If I see them, they would marry a girl, so she doesn't be alone, and they would never meet the girl. The parents would have ended up with her. The mother says, you're not allowed to do that. I'll learn from the type of Teresa. I see one of the kids, but he's got a bad for the fact that he's 2 minutes before him off time, yeah, huh? And he's like, the mother has actually one of the kids, that's why I got a cartoon, they're very much good about the bad person. And he should see the girl before he's a car. That's a later practice that they had like that. That's why they introduced the, they were mocked so much about the bad person, they should see the car before he's a car. But in the earlier period in Shonen, that wasn't the issue. It's called the Mark Time. Mark was quoting the other day, and here's the fact that the digression was to be able to receive from the Mark Time, but that is the act of mistake.
Well, that goes to the reason that it might be the issue is some way you set the Mark Time up again.
I don't know. That's what he's talking about. Yeah, I'm going to be ruined. There's another person from the 62 talks about this. Under the hood, they should pick up the college veil so that the agent should be able to know who's going to marry who. They need to board. I don't know. But some person say it doesn't matter. But since later on, the agent who got married should be able to say these two people who are. This one looks like a boy. If that one's a girl, then she's the agent too. They don't have to know what she looks like. But if you have the idea, 82 people don't recognize the name of the college, so they can get 82 people, as long as they can identify now who the person is. Now they can identify that body, what is it? If it's a girl, then she's used to that. Yeah, some are mocked with it, but they fit their own, so they should roll up the veil when the 82 people have to turn under the veil.
I don't know.
But he has a veil besides the cooker. It's the same thing since New Year's. So when I say close, I'm not close to two of the guys. Well, first of all, it's in New York, but it says that when Yitzchak met Yitzchak and came back to Israel, so they were to cover up herself. So it's New York for her husband. But the woman should be a New York. And the guy's book is another reason. She should cover up her face, so she couldn't look at the ring. Because, but it's still a bigger mystery than the kind of initial direction of yourself. But if you don't quote the meaning, which is very, very strange. There was a common practice in Europe with not only family, but a man would send the shliach from the Kaddish and he took to him. And they would recite the Yichud Dereshin at the time the shliach was in the Kaddish. And then later on, when the Kala would move to the Chassan town, before they would have any Kulin, the Chassan would give another room, say hi, out in the Kaddish again, complete the tradition, and then repeat the Yichud Dereshin in the second time. So they got four rights in the Shiva that it's a Jachal of our time. It's an idea. Now I'm listening to both sides of Shiva. In two different countries. So like boys in Spain and my victims in Germany. And you see widespread practice that they had, and how do we send them off the course of meaning? They had a practice that they would receive the difficulty. So they had four, I think, very deep students, 1,500 students on that, very deep students. So they had four rights, and show it, one of the extra style of rights. Then you have to start a certain kind of new place to keep on the product of the Isha. If you have a new step of the blocker, certain kind of new place to keep on all the right, that's a long time with you, it's a long time too. You're all different blocker, you don't really say a different kind of thing. I got a different setup right there. It's a little bit of different kind of thing, but then they would never repeat it a second time, because the new school is done already. It's kind of like a shift of the kind of thing. Since it's not concerned with the place to keep on, it's not really a different kind of thing. That's when it felt that it's okay to repeat the breath again later. The guy's breath says he doesn't make sugar, right? Because he doesn't understand what's the difference with it. He's just trying to say, no, same thing with the breath of Rachel and the student of the what part of the deal of the minute that he's repeating the breath later, what's the difference with the son and the son of the son of the son? But there's the thing going on. And basically, you're going to have some contribution back in the knowledge that in many states, needs to go, you're going to sleep on it. He points out, he gives a different suggestion, not like the show arose in the civil rights law. If you don't really understand what that means, what you're doing for the suggestion, this is a different show up in the day. He points out, there happens to be a tomorrow later in Shabbat on Christmas, twice on a day, but in another day, the mitzvah boy opening his slipper even applies to the other. Let's say, he asks somebody to be not just a perfect here. So my shliach is not just the person. Then, before I want to bring the person to the base I'm in there, Rashi learns that I have more Christmas person to the base in that it's just for me to get up on it. It's just for me to be not just the person all over again. So here's the general says, now you understand why perhaps this is the reason why the restored and have such a factory that the person is in the Kaddish to each again at such a time. They would say the different day with him again a second time. Not because of the Rabbonon, not only did the boy open the Shluch of the Hatshia. Even to the other, by being mindful of something, not by all other things. Let's say, I left somebody to put up in the room with me. So you have to put up in the room myself. But, now, I'm busy, so I have someone else put it up. Then when I come home, they meet the boy open the Shluch of the Hatshia and put it up again. You don't find it. But by not design, not to learn how to teach them the second day from Shabbat, even to the other, isn't it? Even after the Shluch has been magnified, we still have a mitzvah of the Rabbanon to be magnified all over you. But the other thing we'll say is that on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, you also say a bracha. In my opinion, I'm not listening. You establish a bracha not only on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, but even on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. You can come to it, you can begin it, something. Even to the Shabbat, you can't be a bracha on it. So you see, perhaps, given the Kaddish and Mitzvah, it's also considered a mitzvah of creating tradition. Because we saw the tradition. So just like the Gemara says later on in Christian Church, Rashi learns in the Gemara that to be Magdish of Kordon is a mixture of the Rabbanim even after the Shir has been Magdish of, but you should be Magdish of all over again. So perhaps here by being the Kaddish and Mishra is also an meaning of being creating a tradition. How can you say to me it's a tradition? So in the Gemara, it's a tradition on the first God. So why is it called Harishma Kaddish? Why is it called tradition? It's a list of the Rabbanim Masa. So looking at the Rabbanon point, we also have to be honest with Hegel. When woman becomes an Eishan Shuk, and he's like, feel that Shuk, just like Hegel says an Eishan Shuk. So the pastor from his mother would accept the Melitza, that the woman is the two best of the God, and he's like, feel that Shuk, that he's an Eishan Shuk. But there's a general point there, that there are many who have thought there's been dreams, but it's not so, but it's really more than that. So this points out on the mother introduction in the first prayer, the mother had a halimut of the day, which is the Kiddush of the Kula. But if a man says to an Eishan, first, you have to do that. First, you have to do that. First, you have to do that.
But the mother says that you do some emotion. So the mother, why? Well, that's what happens when the mom does the rest of the project. I was that's your order. So the biggest part is due to the kula, the entire animal becomes ideal. And I say the same in the tradition is when I say part of the truth. The basic of what's the harmony? Is that the greatest approaches by the Hedges? How does it apply to the Yisha? Basically explains that the Havanin would only apply when it takes the remains to Harayat Mikudeshus. They point out that Rashi seems to meet with them. If you take Harayat Mikudeshus, Rashi Havdoshu, then you give us part of the truth of the Kuru. Like, you wouldn't say Harayat Ishtu, Harayat Aristotle, Harayat Mulali, any other Lashon of marriage, you got my wife, or something like that. Then you wouldn't say that it's more, we never have dreamt of an idea of saying part of the truth of the Kuru. The basic truth is big truth is that it depends what lotion you use for the tradition. If you use a lotion with the best for the tradition of style in one way. If you use any other lotion, style in a different way. You see some places for double things to see that the Kudesh is not some enlistment, not some malicious, but also like full on the tradition. It really means that it has a good intention. And number two, only depending what lotion you use. Use a lotion how you are teaching, how you are testing, you do that in the class. Yeah, that's pretty good. But if you use a lotion that's not a lotion that hates you, then the condition is probably in a different style. Aloha might be known after me. The person points out in the Havamim of the Gemara that you can say part of the Kuba, it would have made a difference which lesson of tradition is used. That the idea of Pascha only would apply if he uses a lesson in the Kuba. The Abnei also has like this in the Kuba. He points out that you find on earth the Kuba is used there, the Torah writes in Pascha's Nasa, and the Pascha's Torah is a Mishmah. So why does he use the term for Mishmah? The woman is a soaker. How come she's called Tmeya? So the Aminez points out that Kuzari, the case of Kuzari, he says that the word, the concept of Kuna, when Allah means, when something has to be said, and it gets Kuna, so it's lower down to a lower migration. If Kahanim has Kuna, so he's not allowed to go over the Beit HaMikdash. And when he has Kuna, he's not allowed to enter the Beit HaMikdash or reach Kavonis, even in Yerushalayim. And if Kuna has to be said, so it lowers his position. The level of truth is lower and you're not allowed to eat it. You're not even allowed to eat it. Then carbonic acidity will become mitzvah. You have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it. So the whole idea of tumor means a clear contradiction to tradition and a lowering of the level of truth. So the Avnei who writes in this student, so the Avnei explains the whole difficult figure in the vomit and the person of the figure master himself and the person. So he explains that's why it says the mitzvah by nature to say Yisha, because the union of marriage is not a kedusha and parenting. And when the woman is nizana tachas bala, the marriage is partially broken. There's a lowering of the level of kedusha. So the fact that the woman is now a free al bala doesn't mean that the marriage is 100% strong marriage. It happens that the woman is a free al bala. Let's say that men marries a mamzer. A son marries a Yisha. So the Yisha is a complete Yisha. Yeah, you're saying, a Yisha is free the whole world to 100%. And it's a Yisha, she's a free al bala. The woman is Mizana Tahazan, she's a sofer, the issue is incomplete. The mother even had a Havamim, you know, that let's say a woman is Mizana Tahazan, so the issue is partially broken. The mother had a Havamim, if she's going to be Mizana a second time, the Baal Shem wouldn't be Chayyid Mishra. I ate the issue is incorrect, the issue is Mishra. The mother had a Havamim, that the Baal Shem shouldn't be Chayyid Mishra because the issue is already partially broken. Only a 42 of an issue. Only a Mishra says issue. The money is the part of not. So the major Gam Shmehan, Gam Larabi Kaboy Miyakareim. If the one is Nizana a second time, Mr. Rashi quotes a thing. Gam Larabi Kaboy Miyakareim. The one is Nizana with the woman a second time after the first move, he's also fired me. So the Barcelona is commentary on Kumis. I don't know why the Barcelona has a Kumis on Kumis on Rashi. It's called Amai Mokka. He's seminary. He explains all the Rashi's on a Kumis. He explains that that's the Havamim in this Rosh Hashanah. Why do you have to imagine the major Gamshan and Gam Rabbi Kabrin after him? Because one would have thought that since the Sota, after the woman is in Gani, so he used to begin with the Mitzvah, one would have thought that
If the one is Mizani afterwards, he's only being Mizani with the Chatzir Eishes Kisa, so there's no Mishas. I need a passage to say that although the Mishas is partially broken, it's still a thing of Mishas. So the Admin Eishes says that he thinks that that's the Pshat and there's a Mishma. The Mishma means that it's a Zayirai. Akuas Mishas HaKlishas, because the Mishas, Eishes means is a form of Kedusha, and part of the Kedusha is Mizbatra. So the Kedusha also has this, and the deal on the churches, on the churches, and the things like Rokos Yitzko, we found the beautiful days in Minnesota. They also have such an interesting comment. The very first Hakam says, Eko Hamiroja, Hakam in Malay Adona, Hakam in 6,000 cows. If you took 6,000 cows, you only have 10 of water running, and you can't even have a million. If you knew that you're going to have beautiful days, you're going to have a first of a million. That's a very sad goal for them. They swear them against, they're going to have a million for the beautiful days. So by Pesach time you have to be real, you have to get rid of all of the tumors and maizes and be clear and then let you fix the permission you have in the Hagra now. You have to say the Aja after the Shabbai, the Yamish Shabbai, the 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 Shabbai, And the man took a big tumor, starting with black and half mass of the armor. There isn't any brothers in the times of the Torah. The meaning of what's a happy little variety for the high Christian family. But then it seems to suggest, maybe it's not so tough. Because you have the prophet that Shmuel, when Saul was looking for the missing Arsono, so he was looking around, somebody said he should go to the Yoel, look for the Nogu, that's another way of Arsono, and so. And he leaped up with Shmuel and Nogu. So they tell him that they're going to bring a Korban now, and the rabbi is going to recite the blessing over the Korban. So he verses Hazema. So he's going to say the bracha in connection with the sacrifice. What bracha did he say? Some person says that the hafen is right, but he didn't place it. Others say no. They didn't say for the business I'm learning, and they say for the business I'm mixing. So for the shaman, they say for Shivana, I'll crucify Zera, or I'll crucify Dana, or I'll have Torah in word, or I'll have Rokha Sadat. Kabbalah Sadat, whatever, every year I've heard it on his name, and he started the block. So there are two things. Yes. It's a step to step, and every step of the other, they started the block. Two to the third. The Mishnah at the end of the last Mishnah in Sochem speaks about Bichat HaZorach and Bichat HaTelsa. So the Rishon already discussed it. They're speaking about the block of in connection with eating, I think it's on Alakileta Zera, and then the Deceptor says, and he quotes the Deceptor says he's going to Sikhita Zera, Sikhita Zera. And then the Deceptor goes ahead to say that he says, well, it's another Avoda, not just Sikhita, Kabbalah, Aloha, Lisa. No. murder. No, we find a lot of things that can murder. But it's his play, and he says that he thinks that the mini big mana tanach was the mini kodum that I'm a yoni kibisha they photograph. It's like by Vorcha Sargeva and the world of Kodum, but I'm a kibisha, so they said that Vorcha Samitra on the street in the Kabbalah, the Aloha Yisrael, Yahshua, all the mitzvahs that are connected with the yoni kibisha. The same is true regarding Hafrafis Tumer, and I sustain it. You say that the Hafrim will have to come from Hafrim for all of them, and Hafrafim is Tumer. The tumor has to be something like saying has to be something. Has to be. Whenever you're involved in doing a mix, it has to be a thing. Only to be sure. Then you think that the meaning always was like a very sort of like. He claims that that's why the Hachamim interpreted with Mitzvah, that he took a minion with him. They took Hachamim with Malia Donov, he took a minion and went to the side with a servitor. And then they say, by both of us, you're so semi-colded, and by not by your mouth, and then I'll tell you the other one. He's getting stuck with Rachel. The Rosh Hashanah is to say that when you start a bit of Davison God's prayer, who knows how you're going to do that? Why? Because Davison is an immunized creating tradition. And the other tradition, even his man hakara, that's the only one that the Jews start to offer. Later, when the Ashram and Sabbela were Kodea, Kaiba, not the Jews, they start to offer, they were Kodea on everything, not only on the other tradition, all this thing, and even on the other tradition. Even on Hanukkah. He claims that originally he claims that it would appear from the Tanakh that the role is attracted, the meaning always was to the Shai's Rochus and Mitzvah that was connected with the energy. And he thinks the other one is more correct. That's not a Machlokes in the Gemara, that's a Shai on Achronim. What Rochus does mean by Kihu Yivarach HaSazada. We think that the breath shot is the different kind of mystery going to come. Could be, right? We suggest that the different kind of mystery in connection with mystery and mystery that have to do with humanity.
You get the point. The Abedin of Eruvin Chatzeris. Eruvin Chatzeris is like this. Let's say I have a big courtyard. Reuven has a house over here, Shimon has a house here, Levi has a house here, and Yehuda has a house over here. The street is over here. We're not talking about carrying into the street. We're talking about carrying over here. So to carry from my house, and there are walls over here surrounding the whole enclosed area. The whole thing is a Rishus Hayach Menatari. So Menatari is permitted to carry from this side. Gemara tells us in Brachas that when Yoah Melech saw them with the Ruach HaKodesh, that if he would have children, they wouldn't be religious. He would have children, Bunim Dalai Malik, wouldn't be Kuma. So he decided he's not going to have any children. So the Nabi came to him and told him, Hari Kapsha Dirachman Alamala, that it's none of your business what HaKodesh Baruch Hu has in store in the future for you. You have My demifkid is what you're going to do. You have to go and fulfill it, even if the result will be a negative one. You should still go ahead and have children. And he said he's going to die because he's not making the mitzvah of Pirivir, and then he was mekabel the nevuah. He was mekabel the terchacha that the Navi gave. So the Biskurot points out that Gemara only applies to men who are mechuyev to have children. Men are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pirivir. In Mishnah in Havoi Vinta and Yvonis has a machloek satana with the women and the children in the period. We pass in that. And Bechman Breke says that the Pruvu refers both to men and to women. We pass in like that. Chachamim, the Bechman Breke, that the mitzvah only applies to Pruvu, is only to men. Because Pasuk says, Milu is always the Chiv Shuha. And Ish Dark and Lichbosh, and Isha is Ain Dark and Lichbosh. Women don't call in the army, they don't make any conquests. So, no women in the army, no. So therefore the Pruvu also only refers to men, doesn't refer to women. So women don't have the mitzvah. So maybe let's say a woman would see Baruch HaKodesh that if she has children, they're going to be born in the Lama, they're going to be rotten children. then the pashto should be that she should have the right to abstain and not want to have any children. So Rav Yehuda will interpret that he thinks that that's the pshat in this pasuk. The pasuk says in the beginning of Toldos that she was pregnant, and the pasuk says Vayisroel Tzitzah Habana Bikirbo. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash Vayisroel Tzitzah that they were jumping out and she couldn't understand what was happening. When she passed by a Beis HaVeriz Zorah, Esau was Mepharfes Lotzeis. When she passed by Beis HaMedrash, Pischei Torah Shalshem V'Ever, Yankif Rotzeh Mepharfes. Rotzeh means Loshen Ritza, running. So she couldn't understand, is the kid going to be a Jew, is the kid going to be a Goy? What is he interested in the churches, or is he interested in the yeshivas? So she came to ask the Shiloh by the Navi, that the Navi should tell her the Beis HaMedrash Shalshem V'Ever what's happening. So they told us that they are Lotzeis. One is a Yid and one is a Goy. So she said, "In Cain, I'm a woman. I'm not mechuyev in Kiruv Rivya. What do I need the whole thing for?" Too late. Yeah. Too late. You can't. Yeah. Abortion is anything.
Abortion came.
There's no hatha for abortion.
Right.
She was just giving a craft. What do I need this for? If I'm not mechuyev in Kiruv Rivya, so if I know benevuah, she heard from the Navi that it's going to turn out bad, so she's not mechuyev to have the children. But it was too late to do anything about. That's how Adavah l'taychis I'm shocked.
It's also
going to
be good.
Yeah, this is going to be all bad. The parasha continues to tell about Yitzchak and Yitzchak went. Why did he go to Gror? So Rashi quotes from the Toshav Shat, from the Medrash, Toshav Shat and Tosik, that just like in the days of Avram, Avram went to Mitzrayim, where there was food, so Yitzchak came also to follow in his father's footsteps to go to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak did everything that his father did. He followed his father's master. So the father, when there was a rov, went to Mitzrayim, so he was planning to go to Mitzrayim. So on his way to Mitzrayim, he passed through Eretz Plishtim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayera Hashem, Vayom, I'll tear Mitzrayim. Don't go to Mitzrayim like Avram Avinu did when there was a rov. You should stay here, and so on. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him he shouldn't go to Mitzrayim? If Avraham went to Mitzrayim, why can't he also go? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, your father may go, your father Avraham could go, but you're not allowed to go. Al-Tayr Mitzrayim, Shato, Oilot Mimo. In Chutzalaret, Kedai, Mach. You're not allowed to go to Chutzalaret. What do you mean, Oilot Mimo? So the Mephoshim, Rashi, the Mizrahi, and the Gurari, they all say the Pshat, that an oilo is a kachikach. I think the Sechachanim also quotes it from the Gurari. That we have korbanos are divided into two classes, two categories. We have kachikach and kachikalim. So the kachikach manechal only go azor, and the kachikalim manechal the choluir. So Yitzchok Avinu was by the Akeda, he became Halesh and Leoda, he was an oilo, and oilo is kachikachim. So kachikachim, if you take it chutz lazor, it's nifsal biyotze. Kachikalim, you can take it chutz lazor, provided you don't take it chutz lachamisim shalai. Chutz lachamisim would also be nifsal biyotze. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak that the entire Eretz Yisrael has the status of the azor. So you can roam around the whole Eretz Yisrael wherever you want to go, but you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because you'll be nifsal biyotze. It's a very strange din. The halacha that a kachikachim is nifsal biyotze is only after shechita. Before Shechita, it's not Nifsal B'Yotze. That's a Mafish HaKachikachim. It can walk around wherever it wants. Only after you do the Avodah. Before, it has, when you're Magdashid, Mishas Kedushas Peh, it gets a Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. It gets what we call Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. The Mishnah in the end of Menachos makes a distinction between Ophos and Behemos, where I say Hareza Chatas, Hareza Ola, Hareza Shlomo, Hareza Pesach, Hareza Oshon. It gets right away with the Kedushas Peh, that I say Hareza Chatas, it gets a Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. Hasheni Kein, the menachos and nesachim, if a mafish a bottle of wine is yayin and nesachim, a mafish a sack of flour, a whole cake of flour for mincha, and I say harezel le mincha, harezel le yayin and nesachim, we will not get a kedushas aguf lamizbech. I only get kedushas darim lamizbech up until the time that I put it into a klisharis. Put it in a klisharis, then a klisharis I'm a kachim mashi besochim. If the klisharis is in the azora and I put the thing that I want to be mekadosh in the klisharis, then the klisharis is mekadosh. So the din is that a carbon, when it gets a kedushas peh, becomes a kedushas haguf lamizbech, but it's not called a kedushas carbon yet. Kedushas carbon is a higher level of kedusha that it gets when you do the shechita. The Gemara says in Perakat Toido, but the second half of Menachos, the Gemara says in Daf Ein Ches and the base in Perakat Toido, sakim the kaddish. When you shech the carbon, So the shchita, either the shchita or the sakin, that's machlevs had to learn. But the lashon anymore is that sakin the kaddish. Either means the sakin is a kusharis and the sakin is mekaddish. Tosis has a machlekes. The three shchitas in Rishonim, when you shech the korban, there's the knife with which you shech. Have to have kedushas klisharis. So can you use your own knife? I can use any knife of chol. A knife, any butcher, any shochet's knife you can use. It doesn't have to be klisharis. So Tosis has three shchitas. One shchita in Tosis says it's makad b'diyevet. It must be klisharis. Another day, it doesn't have to be klisharis at all. That place is right from the Ezer Mekoymer. It says, Shchitas matzofon, the kibaldomim with klisharis batzofon. It says a few times. How come it doesn't say Shchitas mit klisharis batzofon? It just says Shchitas matzofon, the kibaldomim with klisharis batzofon. Shabomas adam must be in klisharis. Doesn't say Shchitas mit klisharis. So from the Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Achlekes in Tosis, and Perikas in Mekoymer. For the Mishnah, it's a pretty clear indication that the Shchita need not be big klisharis. Either other Gemara is fakir, it's a Tosis that the Gemara never said. And then the Rambam Shita is that l'chatchila you need klisharis, because the Gemara says so. And b'diyeved, it's not miyak, because we have a klal in kachin, that whenever the pasuk says something by a korban, it's only l'chatchila, unless you have shin olav hakosav liyakov, unless the pasuk repeats. When it's written twice, then I say, shin olav hakosav liyakov. The pasuk repeats it to indicate that it's not only a din, a requirement l'chatchila, it's even needed b'diyeved. So the din is. So the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Ayin Ches in Perek HaToyda that Sakin Mekadosh. When you shech the carbon, either the Gemara means to say the Sakin is Mekadosh, that's according to that the opinion it tells us that the Sakin has to be a Klisharis. Or according to the Rabbi Netam who denies that, or the Rambam says that it's just L'chatchila you have to have a Klisharis and the Yevim to have a Klisharis. So then they say when the Gemara says Sakin Mekadosh, doesn't mean the Sakin is Mekadosh like a Klisharis is Mekadosh Menachos and a Sakin that you put into. Sak Mekadosh is a Melitza. What it means is that the Shchita is the first Avodah, the Shchita is Mekadosh. What it means is Mekadosh, that already had a Kedushas Aguf, the carbon already had a Kedushas Aguf from the time that he made the Kiddush Per. And I say, Harei Zechates, Harei Zeholo. It's very Kedushas Aguf from his best. So what is added on when you do the Shchita? So the answer is, when you do the Shchita, it's Mekadosh with another dimension of Kedush. Now it's called Kedushas Carbon. So that's why the Gemara says that the din of Psul Yotze, the Psul of Yotze, when a carbon leaves the Azara, leaves the Yerushalayim, if it's a Kach Kach, it leaves the Azara and becomes Nifs of Yotze. Of the Kach and Kal, when it leaves the Yerushalayim, it becomes Nifs of Yotze. That only begins after it has the Kedusha, after it has the Kedusha of the Sakan Mekadosh. If it just has the Kedusha Saguf Lamizbeach of Kiddush Per, then it's not Nifs of Yotze.
Here it has the Sakan Mekadosh, but you said that it has Sakan Mekadosh.
So that's the problem. There was no Sakin Mekadosh. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, HaLeh Yishom Liyola. Alfi Pashas, the whole thing is an error. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, HaLeh Yishom Liyola, Lachat HaHorim. Then instead, he says, he brings an ayah.
But the Sakin did touch something.
Yeah, but it didn't do any avoida on him. Then it comes out that the whole thing was a mistake. No, it doesn't come out. The whole thing was a mistake. He wasn't really meant to be a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, Ask say Aksa, he took him up and Nahara Maria take him down. Ask say took him up.
Rashi said over there that when he did the Avodah on the aisle, he did it as if it was Yaakov. So it's as if the
Shechita
was coming in?
Right, so you see a Chiddush that it's not that the whole thing was a mistake. The whole thing was not a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that Yitzchuk should be a Korban. And the Avodah is Taka, and Alpi Pashtus, when you have a Korban, you have to do the Avodah to the Korban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just never told Avram to do the actual Avodah to Yitzchuk as Korban. Told him, Aleh Shom Yolah, you should bring him up as a korban olah. So Avraham Avinu held that if it's an olah, you have to do avodas, you have to do the shechita. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, here is a hayra shor, you don't have to do the actual shechita to Yitzchak, do the avodas to the ayel, and the avodas done to the ayel would be considered as if they were done to Yitzchak by representation, vicariously, considered as if the avodas had been done to Yitzchak. That's why Rashi says over here, some medrash, that is, Yitzchak had a status of a korban olah, and a korban olah has a din. Has a certain restriction, has to be held within a specific makom. I think carbon kachikalim also like that. The kachikalim has a bigger makom. Kachikalim has a more restricted makom. Kachikalim has a bigger makom. Like kachikalim have a broader zman. Kachikalim on nifsal be belino if you leave them over shneyam v'layla echa. Hashem can kachikalim have a more restricted zman if nifsal belino if you leave it over yom v'layla ad chatzos. If you leave it over till the next morning, it's nifsal belino. The more Kaddish it is, the more restricted it is. It's more restricted in Mokum, it's more restricted in Zman, it's more restricted to the Ochlim. Who's allowed to eat? The Kachikach may only be eaten by Kohanim. And Kachikach may be eaten by Israel the most. So the Medrash says over here, because Yitzchak was a Kachikachim, so he was more restricted in his Mokum, he was only allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't allowed to go to Chutzlar. So you see from the Medrash that they really understand that the Maish Yisrael was Yitzchak had a Kedushas Korban, and a Kedushas Korban Lachashchita. that the shechita niavoid is done to the ayalachar nechaz b'svach, were considered as if they were done to Yitzchak. In fact, it's considered as if the haktara had also been done to Yitzchak. Rashi on Bukhukos, I quote another medrash. Plus it says, Zachatis b'si Yaakov, Yaakov b'si Yitzchak, Yaakov b'si Avraham, Ezkov, Yaakov b'si. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Hakman says, Zachati is B.C. Yaakov, it says the word Zikaron by Yaakov. Then it says, Rapha is B.C. Yitzchak, and doesn't have any verb. Rapha is B.C. Abraham is Zikar, Gehorot is Zikar. It says, Loshen Zachira and B.C. Abraham and B.C. Yaakov, and the term, the verb Zachira is not mentioned in connection with B.C. Yitzchak. So Rashi quotes from the Teres Kohanim, on the Pasuk at the end of the Chukos, it's toward the end of the Techach, almost at the end of the whole Techach in the Chukos. So Rashi quotes, there's no need for Zachira. If something is right in front of you, you don't have to remember it. Something is no longer here, then you have to have a zikaron on it. So Yitzchak, the Medrash says, is offered of Rumunach Agabi, on his bed. The ashes of Yitzchak are sitting right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time on the Mizbeach in heaven. But Avram, you can forget the Zichus Avram, you can forget the Zichus Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he will not forget. The Zichart is B.C. Yaakov, the Avram is B.C. Abraham Ezkor, he will remember. But Yitzchak, I don't have to remember. Offered of Rumunach Agabi, on his bed. His ashes are there. What do you mean his ashes are there? He did not have killed. He did not have shechted him. He died a natural death, like all the other, like everybody else in the world. What do you mean? Afra is tzavim and hagadim is there. So the answer is the yeshes of the ayel are there, and the avod is done to the ayel. I considered as if al pidit, it was a hirasha kodesh baruch hu. It should be considered as if the avod had been done to Yitzchak. That's what it says. Ayelachar. Some approaches say ayelachar nechaz b'svach ukana. The summit to achar approach of pshat means achazman. Achakaf afterwards. So some interpret that it means acher. In the sense of a different dial, as if Yitzchak was the first carbon and this was a substitute for Yitzchak.
Since it wasn't the Machlok of Yitzchak, the Akedah, who was it planned for? Avraham
and Yitzchak.
So, I mean, it's much better from here that Yitzchak got the whole source of the Akedah, and nothing came from that. And from the way it
doesn't speak about the source, it just says his Afer is there. He will never be forgotten because the ashes are there.
It's not even his ashes, but it was the
Nisayan
from Avram.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Avram.
It's considered one of the ten, considered the most difficult of the ten Nisayanis of Avram. So, in the first list, isn't it a greater Nisayan for the guy's going to get killed?
Yeah.
For the guy's killed. It's a big Nisayan to kill his son, but isn't it bigger to give up your own life? But then we're showing him talking about that. It's a big time.
So, is this a. You mentioned
it's
only a horror show, so by regular din, you say we have a carbon. New something, you have to bring a different bahima. So does the other
bahima
have to
do?
What do you do with
the other bahima? Get them home and you fold it. And then the money that you get when you fold it, you use to purchase another carbon. This was meant not to be a pigeon. This was meant that the other carbon should be carved and considered ki'ilu the avodas hadin. There are some say that we have such a din l'doris also. But the shnei siri yom kippurim, it could be that there is in certain respects. The avodas that are done to the soil of Hashem are considered as if they had been done to the soil of Azazel. The soil of Azazel has no avodas done to it, just push it over the cliff. Yeah. There are some nachkaminis in Hilchus Me'ilo. When Hilchus, not even Hilchus Shchut Echutz, I think, when the din of Shchut Echutz ceases to exist regarding the soil of Azazel. There is a detail aloha which might tend to indicate that the avodas done to the soil of Hashem is considered as if they had been done also to the soil of Azazel.
Rashi
just puts the Medrash as Medayik on the word. The word Zechira is not mentioned. The Ramah has a tshuva. The Shabbos tshuva to Ramah. He has a tshuva regarding the din of Shabi Anav Shechatichah the Yisurah. What if a person says this food is trade? And later on he says, no, it's not really trade. It's really kosher and I want to eat it now. And the reason why I said it's trade is because I didn't want my wife to eat it up. I said I had some delicious cake. So he said it's trade, so it's milchik. You're all flourishing, he said it's milchik. And then an hour later he sits down and he eats and says, I just said it's milchik. He said, I didn't want you to eat it. It's really powerful. So the din is that the person is believed to change his mind within our Muslim. Mishnah tells a story about a girl who was attractive and young men were proposing to her, and she says she's an Ashish. Nothing to discuss. And then one nice guy proposes, So she goes to him, she marries him. So the Gemara tells the story. The Mishnah, the Gemara tells the story of Suvis. So they asked her, but you just said you're an Eish Yisish, how can you marry this fellow? Even though we don't have two Kashra Aiden, we testify in the Dovah Shev Yevah that she's an Eish Yisish, but if she says herself that she's an Eish Yisish, so like, Adam Nemer Alatzma, Yosem in Meirish, that's called Shavi Anavshech, Hatikat Nisu, Adam Nemer Alatzma. So the Gemara says that she gave an Amasla. She explained away why she said originally that she's married, because the first man who proposed was Bnei Adam Shem, who got him. They weren't proper Shiduvim for her. Now there's a person who's a Hagun, so now she accepts the proposal. That was just the terrors that she gave before. She's an Eish Yisish, she wanted to get rid of it. She was embarrassed. So the Gemara says that that's the good. That if a person makes an Iser on himself, there is no Birur that there exists any Iser. The person creates an Iser by saying so, by doing publicly that this thing is military, but this I'm an Eish Yisish, or something like that. Let's say the woman says she's a Nida. Something. And then later on she says, I really wasn't a Nida, but the reason I said it was a Nida was a place for Horus, whatever, some kind of crazy reason she said. So the Gemara says it can't be a crazy reason. If it's a crazy reason, it doesn't, the Bezdin doesn't, is not sufficiently satisfied with her explanation as to her is, explanation as to why they originally said something that that there was a status of Iser. So then, let's say there were 10 cupcakes. And the husband says, there were no cupcakes. Then later on he says he didn't want the wife to eat any of them because she's afraid she was going to eat them all up. He's afraid she was going to eat them all up and he wouldn't have one left. It's improbable, but the wife's going to eat all up at 10 cafes. That situation, he probably would not accept the amas. So the Bezin wouldn't let the guy eat the little cupcake that he just said his name for. But if the person who made the Shami Ash originally gives a satisfactory explanation as to why he or she originally said his statement of Easter, and they explain why it's not so, then they believe. So the Ramah writes in the Tshuva, how did the Gemara know that this is so? So he gives a strange motto, he says to the Sedra, and he confuses Avraham with Yitzchak. He says over here, he says, the Pasuk says, very strange Tshuva to Ramah. He says that Yitzchak first said that Rivka was his sister. Why did he say he was his sister? And later on, he's living with her. So Adi Melech starts screaming at him, what's going on? The girl is his sister, you're living with her. And he said, I can't live with his sister. So he backs out by giving an Amasla. He says, the reason why I said Ki Amar depend almost on that. He says, the reason why I said originally she's my sister, it's not really true. Even though I made a Shabbat Amashah to say she's my sister, it's not really true. But the reason why is Ki Amar depend almost on that. So the Ramah in the Tshuva quotes the wrong pasuk, he quotes the pasuk as wrong. It's the same idea over here, but it's the wrong pasuk. But the question is whether the Ramah really needed the pasuk for this case or not. Does this pasuk indicate that like that? That you can back out with an amasla from a shalom actually from kifli yisur? Is that what this pasuk teaches us? What do you mean you can back out? Let's say when no one's watching, if I tell my wife that the cupcakes are milchik, if no one's watching, and I know that they're not milchik, of course I can eat them. No? That's, I have to go put an advertisement to the newspaper what the amasla is. The shaila is when the other people are watching, and I sit down and I start eating the cupcakes, so they're not allowed to let me do an aveira. So they should beat me up and prevent me from eating the milchik cupcakes if I'm still fleshing. If I didn't wait 3 to 6 hours, whatever he's supposed to wait. So the question is, why don't they beat me up? So if I tell them, hold yours in just a minute, the only reason why I said it was milchik is because I wanted to make sure my wife doesn't eat it, but it's really part of it. So that, if that's, they won't be satisfied with they won't be happy with the answer. But if it explains away everything that I did before, then it's an amasla, then they don't have to be kosher for me. So is that the story? That's what the Ramah is deriving over here from this parsha. That it was Avimelech, Melech Plishnu was Avimelech's responsibility to punish Yitzchak, or to prevent Yitzchak from living with his sister. That's the problem, that's the issue of the parsha. He should have punished him, he should have prevented him from living with his sister. And then Yitzchak backs out with an amasla. Backs out from his original statement that it's his sister. That's the pshat. Avimelech was interested in forcing him not to live with his sister. That's what the Ramah learned pshat in the parashas. And he says that this is the source of the din. This is how the Gemara knew that when a person makes a shaliyah shechatik of yisur, he can be chayzer with an amas. I don't know. One could argue about the whole pshat in the parsha that that's not the issue over here. It's not that Avimelech wanted to penalize him, or he wanted to prevent him, or he wanted to send him away, make sure he no longer lives with his sister. And then Yitzchak backed out from his original shamanachi with an amas. That's not the issue. But Yitzchak is allowed to live with her. No shayla. He knows that it's not his sister. He knows that it's his wife. Now, Rabbi Melech was trying to find out what in the world is going on here. Something strange. But he wasn't interested in forcing him to separate from his sister. He couldn't care less if he's going to live with his sister. The Pashuk Shaila said it's not a question of convincing Rabbi Melech that I'm allowed to stay living with my sister. I'm not allowed to live with his own sister. He's going to live with his sister. That's the shot with the right voice. Chuvah Zeramo says that this is the marker.
Where is this Chuvah?
Chuvah Zeramo. There's a book called Shalosh Chuvah Zeramo. The Ramo has a famous story. Part of that Chuvah Zeramo is printed on the side of the Yeridei. Ramo has a nice Shahaya. A woman came with a Shalosh. So it's in this long Chuvah. This is a famous Chuvah. I don't know what the Chuvah Zeramo. This one is a famous Chuvah. The woman came with a Shalosh to the Ramo that she couldn't have any children. Because whenever she went to the mikveh, she was so much in love with her husband that she felt that she was getting an ein hara from all the people in town. So whenever she would go to the mikveh, after she was in Eden, she would come back to town, she would come back. Everybody would see that she's walking with her husband, and they would give her an ein hara, and she would come in Eden again. So every month she kept on coming in Eden before she had a chance to live with her husband. And she could swear that it's due to an ein hara. So the Ramo said, don't tell people that you went to the mikveh. So what do you mean don't tell? It's obvious when you go to the mikveh. It was set up in such a way, it would be obvious. So he says, when you come back to the mikveh, wear these, in times of the Shulchan Aruch, in times of the Gemara, they used to wear separate gadim. The women would wear separate dresses when they would be nidus, and different dresses when they would be tarim. So he told the woman, wear the dresses that you normally wear when you're still a nidus, so and don't hold your hands with your husband. So if you hold hands of another thing, not a nidus. And when you come back from the mikveh to town, they were traveling on the river. So when you come back to town, so make believe as if you're still a nidah. When you get home, so then you can be with your husband because everybody knows that you're not a nidah. So the shayla was, but if she's sort of announcing to the whole world that she is a nidah, so how is she allowed to be with her husband later on? Isn't it a shayla nafshe chatichet yisur? So the Ramo shows from the pasuk that when you have an amasla, it's the gemara. When you have an amasla, then you can back out. The whole thing is a Ramo is shver. What does she need an amasla? When she's home, the prophet says, what does she need an amasla for who? For herself, for her husband, they know the whole thing is a fake. They know that she's not a nidah. They know she just went to the mikveh. All that was difficult. The makkah from the parish is also difficult. The issue over here is if there will be somebody else in the bedroom and say, what's going on over here? You're walking with the big nidahs. How can you be with your husband? And then she has to present her case and say, well, it's all because of the nine horror and I'm making believe I'm still a nidah. So that would be a valid amasla. But there's nobody there in the bedroom at the time, just she and her husband. They know that she's not an nidah. So what do you need an amasla for? That's what the poskim point out. It's a strange point in the Chuvah Zeramo. Part of this Chuvah Zeramo is printed on the side of the other day, the Hilchos Nidah. The quote that in case a woman feels that she keeps on having a nias nidah because of ein hara, so she should do the Ramah's ein hara. Anyway, the din is a din, it's like a mar. That is, when you have a shadi alaf shechatih hadi surah, the person can back out idea amasla. No, Peshaw's Peshita means a different thing. The person doesn't back out from what he said. Let's say a woman says, Eshi Sisha Yisi. She doesn't say, Eshi Sisha Ni. She says, hey, I once got married. And so somebody proposes to her, and she says, I was married at the age of 18. And she gives the implications if she was married, she's still married. And then later on, someone else will propose. And she'll say, oh, but I got divorced at the age of 18 and a half. So when she says, Vinizgarashti, Asian sexual issue, Vinizgarashti, then you say, Peshosaka, she says something later, which she has no notice to undo the effect of the first thing. But if she says something later that she's backing out from the first statement, that's Kim Shigit Shivina Hazel Magit. So we only allow that in the case of Shavna Nafshe, Hakiva Isuro, when the person gives an Amaslan, they back out, then they're no matter. Parsha later on has a famous difficulty according to the Medrash, it's a difficult pasuk. Pasuk says that Rivka, who was able to see, knew that Yaakov was Truma and Esav was the faker. And Yitzchak, who was blind, couldn't tell. And pasuk says, Ayeha. Yitzchak says of the side of the so Rashi says that he is the fool. He is the fool Yitzchak into believing. A blind person knows that he is the fool Yitzchak into believing as a big tzaddik. So if Yitzchak thought that Esau was such a big tzaddik, when he tells him that he wants him to go hunting, tzuduli tzaddik, and he should check with the Hayden cook it the way he enjoys it. I say to him, I thought I'm going to have to, and I give you the bracha, because if you're a bracha, you have to be in a good mood. The Kohanim have to say, the Pasuk can point out in this Pasuk that when the Kohanim give the bracha stand, they have to be in a happy mood. That's why they say the bracha. Shekishan, Bishas, Shams, 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 they have to be in a happy mood when they do. If they're in an aggravated mood or they're sad, that's why we have a minute.